Hey guys, welcome back to Coffee with Composers. My name is Joe Chris, and the title of today's episode is Remembering Why We're Here. I think every composer, or even artist in general, at some point finds themselves in a place where they realize they've gone so far off course and they feel lost. They struggle with loving their art, struggle with keeping up with the work, and it becomes more of a business and less of an art form for them. And that's something I'm finding a lot of my conversations with other artists gravitate towards, especially in the early stages of a career, is how do you balance the art form of making music with the fun social media and content plan, the marketing, the sales, all the business aspects, hell, just taking gigs just to pay your bills. It can be quite a lot. And at some point, we all sort of find ourselves in this place where we're kind of like, wait, what exactly am I doing again? For me, this happened very recently. A few months back, I quit my job as a marketing guy at a brewery after working there a year and a half. During the strike, I picked up a job doing bingo and trivia at a bar, which led to a sales job at a brewery, which led to doing their marketing, which led to doing a lot. And I didn't realize just how depressed I was. I'd go to work, I'd do my work, and then I'd just lay in bed the rest of the day and wait for the next day to come. And eventually I did realize just that I was depressed and that being so far away from this thing where I felt my relationship was strained and burned out from, actually it was the thing that was keeping me from engaging with it. So anyway, the past few months I've really been reconnecting with my art, and I find a lot of my conversations do gravitate towards this idea, probably because I'm so invested in it. But there are a few things I've kind of worked on and have been doing that I find help, and I think a lot of you might be interested as well. The very first thing that I started doing was I keep a journal. Like almost how a relationship therapist would recommend you guys start keeping track of the things in that relationship that you're thankful for at the end of every day by like writing down like, oh, today so-and-so did X for me, or she sent me this cute text that I had to just quote in this journal. Do the same with your music. Write the stuff down each day that you're doing and that you're engaging with and the way that the music makes you feel and how it gets you excited. This could also double as a listening journal, but keep it more on the emotional side of here's all the positives of music. Here's all the things that happened that I'm grateful for and that were so fun or brought me to some sort of strong emotion. This is very helpful, one, to keep you actively thinking about the emotional side of music and not just the business side, but two, on a hard day where you're feeling burnt out and struggling, reread. Go back to an old journal entry a week ago, 3 months ago, a year ago, and reread what you were so excited about then. This is a really powerful way to keep yourself engaged with music. That's number one. Number two is have a listening journal. I do keep a separate journal for engaging with music intentionally. Oh, today, a lot of music ends up being just the background noise people put on. They put on random Spotify playlists by AI-generated artists to fill in the void while reading a book, while driving, while conversing with friends. A lot of people don't take the time to just sit down and listen to music. If you're a composer, a songwriter, or a musician, you should be, especially if you're going to be creating that music. So get a separate journal, or use the same one, but just listen to music intentionally. Write down what you're hearing. Write down how it makes you feel. Write down all the little details about it. The rhyme structure, like really engage with it on a technical and artistic level, not just from a point of pleasure and bypassing through your skull. And on the topic of engagement, be a part of your community. Make friends, collaborate, go out to events. Songwriters, go to open mics. Composers, go to concerts. Hell, composers go to open mics. Songwriters go to concerts. But you have to be around the people that you want to work around. If you're in film scoring, go to networking events. If you're in game dev, be in game jams. You want to engage with the community. If you want to do something, you need to be in the spot where that thing is being done. And when you'll find that when you're a part of a community and there's other artists around you who are going through similar things, they can discuss with you, or even better, collaborate with you, you'll find that you get a lot more motivated inherently than just, hey, I have another gig. I need to write X, Y, and Z music for Y person. I don't really have a say in the art. Yeah, no. Once you work with people who are also artists on things you want to write, which is my next point, you will start to feel that you're connected with your music again, and it's more than just a business. So yeah, collaborate. Meet these people in these communities and collaborate with them. work on projects that may not be financially the most successful, but artistically you thrive on. Have fun, experiment, fail. I like to have people over for what I call studio jams, which is instead of being like a jam session on stage where we're all improvising and trying different things, we go nuts in the studio. What happens if we put an electric kazoo through guitar rig? Or what if I wanted to run my voice through my Eurex synthesizer, but instead of being mic'd up with a diaphragm mic, I'm gonna put contact mics on my lower back? Like, what are the weird things you can do and have fun with? But just having someone to collaborate, bounce ideas off of, and have a small community with is another great way to have fun and enjoy the process. Because at the end of the day, it's about the process in art. There's no end game, it's the journey. One podcast that really sort of inspires me and kind of I listen to a lot is Creative Pep Talk by Andy J. Pizza. And one thing he says constantly is art is not a winning situation. You don't win the game when you make art. You have to be in the game. You want to keep playing the game. The goal of art is to keep the ball in the air and see how long you can keep it going, not just to win the game of keeping ball in the air. And I think that's important to remember, because when a huge project finishes, what's next? Well, the next project. And all of them can be for somebody else for a paycheck, or some of them can be, and some of them can be for you. Another way I've sort of engaged with my community is I joined a challenge called the Oscar Death Race. So this year, I challenged myself to watch all of the Oscar nominees before the Oscar ceremony. It was actually just a little online thing. I don't know any of the people doing it. However, when I would go to networking events or mixers with filmmakers, I was able to talk to them about all this stuff. I watched movies I would never choose to watch, and I turned out to love them. Not only that, I felt by going to the cinema, like one would go to a concert or an open mic, wink, wink, kind of made me fall back in love with movies. The past few years, I've seen maybe 6 or 7 movies a year in the theater. That's a lot for somebody who wants to be a film composer, right? Absolutely not. However, this year, I've watched 72 movies alone, and it is April. So that sort of process of engaging and engaging and engaging and training myself to take in new creative input helps me put out more new creative output. You can think of it sort of like a diet. What you take in is what you put out. If you're just constantly only consuming the music in the background of TikToks and Instagram reels, your creative efforts are not going to be as strong as someone who's going out of their way, listening intentionally to new artists, new composers, seeing all the new movies, keeping up with trends, constantly writing. And that is my very last point. Write daily. It doesn't matter if it's good. It doesn't matter if it's a big idea, a small idea, but writing is a muscle. We are essentially creative athletes. We need to train. We need to practice. Our performance tanks if we stop for a bit. You need to get into that routine. Routine and ritual are probably the two big R's of being a creative artist. Okay, I don't know where that came from, but I love it. We're keeping that in. Yeah. So anyway, that was the first little creative talk on Coffees with Composers. Over the coming weeks, I'm going to have interviews with some decent-sized film composers, as well as more of these little chit-chats where I kind of just spew out a bunch of my ideas and thoughts on creativity and the creative process. But if you'd like to stay up to date, please subscribe to this podcast or join my mailing list at joechrismusic.com. You can find me on Instagram at joe_chris_, and I look forward to seeing you at the next podcast.